7/27.
Authorize a contract with Brown and Caldwell, Inc. for professional services for the Forest Avenue Pump Station remodel for $1,074,370, project number E10611.
Mr. Bish.
Mayor, we can do this in less than 5 minutes. Pleased to welcome Scott Gibson and Dan Hebert. Portland's wastewater collection system includes nearly 100 sewage pump stations that help move wastewater to the treatment plant. Just as many miles of pipe in the collection system are aging and in need of replacement, several of our pump stations need to be upgraded. This ordinance would authorize a contract with Brown and Caldwell for the remodeling of the Force Avenue pump station, which pumps sewage from the Hayden Island to our treatment plant on Columbia Boulevard. Scott, take it away.
Yeah, thank you. If you don't mind, we have a presentation, which we can give. Otherwise, I'm here just to answer questions. Or would you like me to go ahead with the presentation?
I think we can do it quickly.
Okay.
Let's go ahead. Do it quickly then. Sure.
I'll turn it over to Dan Heber. He's in charge of our pump station engineering program. He's also the project manager for this effort. Thank you.
Welcome, Dan.
Morning, Council and Mayor Helsley. Dan Hebert again, project manager. Force Avenue Pump Station is one that's in North Portland. It was constructed in 1974. Sewage pumps and mechanical support systems there have not been upgraded since that time, so they've well exceeded their normal service life, which would be 25 years for raw sewage pumping equipment normally. And our modeling, systems analysis group has done BES, indicates that we're going to need a firm pumping capacity somewhere in the range of 1,500 gallons per minute in the future to meet future demand. And the second slide is a depiction of the service area this pump station services, and also notes that there are six other pump stations on Hayden Island and Tomahawk Island that deliver flows to the Forest Avenue pump station, which in turn delivers flow to the Columbia Boulevard treatment plant.
Back that slide for a second, because I have a question which you may be addressing, and that is, are we sizing these pump stations now based on the comp plan that the council adopted last week? I hope so, because we upzoned that area of Hayden Island to be not low-density strip mall retail, which is what it is now, which generates very little sewer demand, but to be mixed-use mid-rise development, which will generate quite a bit more. It's not just in that spot, but citywide, are we now sizing our pump stations for the anticipated scale of the city?
Yeah, I would say typically we do size them based on the comp plan. The work done to identify this project was done on the old comp plan. We're just getting started, though, so there's plenty of time for us to update our estimates.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot more people living there and not just shopping there in the
future. We'll make sure we do some estimating on, to use the euphemism, the additional flow that is.
That will be a lot more flow than, say, Bed Bath & Beyond would generate or Target.
Well, as Scott indicated, we'll have plenty of opportunity in the pre-design phase of this project to revisit the flow modeling aspect of it. And, again, just very briefly, the proposed upgrades to this station are to improve the site layout for better operation and maintenance access. The photo on this slide shows the site as it exists right now, which is very constricted. It's bounded by some fairly sensitive environmental areas that are going to be hard to deal with. And then the scope of the project will replace the entire pump station with new pumping system, electrical control systems, and provide standby generator service for the station and a new electrical control building. Just very briefly, the cost overview of the life budget for this project is $5.127 million. The contract we're proposing today and requesting authorization for with Brown and Caldwell is $1,074,370, and the balance of that project to cover all the other costs, project administration, permitting, regulatory compliance, construction contract, and construction management is $4,052,630.
So that $5 million is all in, assuming
correct
construction. But again, you may have to if you have to up the budget to build a bigger pump station, please do.
We'll certainly be looking at that in the preliminary design phase of this project. Just some environmental and regulatory issues. I briefly mentioned we'll deal with the Bureau of Development Services on land use and conditional issues and construction permits. The Oregon Department of Environmental Quality has approval to construct authority. We'll be dealing with the Bureau of Transportation, the city, for street opening permits and traffic control. And Department of State Lands and U.S. Corps of Engineers, because there's wetland areas on two boundaries at this pump station site that are going to be dealt with. Project schedule, briefly, again, recognize we may need to revisit the sizing of the pump station during preliminary design, is to complete the design in April of 2018 and start construction in August of 2018. Complete the construction in October 2019 and complete startup closeout phase in December 2019 and go into routine operations of this new pump station. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Thank you very much. Other questions? Thank you both. Testimony? Okay, let's see if this is...
Goes to a second reading.
Second reading. Moves to second reading. Okay.